Okay. Hi. Thanks for staying in this hot room. I'm Samer Josefsson. I will talk about Geeks containers, and what you can do with them. So I've maintained a couple of free software projects, and I test them with continuous integration, and I've been doing this for a very long time, and have been a bit frustrated that, oh, I'm testing this on Debian and Fedora and other operating systems, but I prefer to use Geeks. So I a bit felt stuck there and just waiting for someone to do a Geeks container that works in GitLab for me. And there was some inspiration on the list. Ludwig tried to do this and just posted. And that this was the trigger for me. I didn't know enough to kind of start in this space, but the commands here got me going. And then it was mostly a matter of debugging things rather than creating things. And there essentially just some highlighted some issue that caused problems, that still cause problems. And this was, the post was in February 2024, and throughout 2024 I iterated on this design, made it more and more complicated, but it actually worked. And I declared our version 1 more than a year ago. During 2025, I spent a lot of time integrating this in my software projects, starting to use it, and were happy to test my software on Geeks. That resolved a couple of reproducibility problems and other problems that you would only notice when running on Geeks. And once I'd done that, I also realized I wanted to do the release tarballs in a reproducible way. And of course, I wanted to do them from the Geeks images. So I integrated that to my projects to build the tarballs and verify that they are the same, built on my laptop, and made a couple of all these projects had releases with reproducible tarballs during 2025, all buildable from Geeks. And then Geeks was dropped from Debian, which was what I was using to build these images. For a couple of months, I kept using my old containers that were created earlier. I felt like very modern, just using containers that no one knows how to reproduce, but it didn't feel very sustainable. And I kind of restarted this project. The earlier project was my design became more and more complex. I had a goal of doing reproducible container images. And inspired by GCC bootstrapping, I kind of built the first Debian container, installed Geeks, built a pure Geeks container, and then from that pure Geeks container, built another, the final container. And my idea was that this would be the same, but confusion happened, and this is not possible. The new design is just simpler. And I also realized I started to make use of those Debian containers with Geeks on them. So I published them separately. And I also realized that having Geeks on Ubuntu and Driscoll were also useful to have two similar operating systems that you can do a reproducible build. You build something in both containers and compare the result. And then you kind of, you want a similar enough, but you